station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's February 20th and we're back in the studio live.
We are back and yeah. I don't know how I'm alive, but I am. No, I'm not kidding.
Well, welcome back to the show, and nice to see you again, Brigetta. We've been gone for so long, you know, coming back and forth and stuff. Our listeners have become kind of irritated.
I know.
But what can we do, you know? Now, we're going to be here for a while now.
Exactly.
No breaks for a while now. We've got a lot of great guests coming in the future, and we're booked
until, like, April.
Totally.
I know, and I have people like, and I'm like, too bad, I'm just going to have to wait.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a good thing.
Yeah.
To feel wanted.
For sure. Yeah, I know. I like it. That's why we do it, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a couple of great guests in the studio. We'll get to them in a couple of minutes. But we're just going to sort of like cover what we've been up to the past week or so. So you were gone.
Yes.
Where did you go?
So I went to New York and I did a really cool event actually there at the New York Open Center where we had Gail Thackeray. For those of you that don't know, she's been on the show before, but she's psychic, medium, healer. And she's bringing John of God from Brazil, he was on Oprah. He's this world famous healer. And we're bringing him to Toronto in March. So there's 12,000 people we're expecting.
Really?
Huge event. Yeah. So we did an event in New York City talking about it. And then we went to Toronto. And we had a press conference there with about 250 people. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really cool.
So what was the conference about? Press conference about? Is that like spiritual stuff?
Well, it was about that we're bringing John of God, who is from Brazil, and he's coming for the first time to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been to the U.S. before for events.
Right.
It's been a long time. Right. And he travels only like once or twice a year. So.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal that he's coming. Like I said, Wayne Dyer had said that he had cured him of cancer.
Really?
And Oprah was cured of some things as well, along with her editor. So there's been a lot of major people, you know, endorsing him and whatnot. So we've got a lot of celebrities coming as well. Not to mention, you know, we have 10 to 12,000 people. 10,000 minimum. We're expecting up to 12.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's that known.
He's that known. We already have all the hotels in Toronto. Several already sold out.
Really?
So yeah, it was a huge deal when we went there, and everyone's so inviting, and they're really excited about it. So. But so that was all greatness. You know, those are all great things.
Sounds good. So you're involved in a lot of great things.
Yeah. So we have all that
coming
out.
You get to travel a lot.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you that disastrous, nightmaric story. So, actually, this is absolutely hilarious. So, we get to New York, and the first night, I stay with my sister, because my sister works at the New York Open Center, which is a really big spiritual center, where people like Deepak Chopra, they do go there and speak. So, it's a really well-known place. My sister works there. She also opened her own place in Brooklyn, called Body Actualized, which... just the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life was there. So apparently, like, you know, I know New York's artsy fartsy. Like, we have our artsy pockets here in LA. I wasn't expecting this. I get in there. My sister just moved into the yoga center. So it's a yoga center. So I get in there and she's like, well, we can't go in yet. I'm like, why? She goes, because they're doing a moon goddess ceremony. And I'm like, what's a moon goddess ceremony? She's like, well, all the chicks in there are topless. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So I'm like, what? So they were. Like, I walk into the main area and there's like clothing hung up on like the hooks and stuff. And it's a really nice center. Don't get me wrong. It's like wood and like, it's actually gorgeous. And they spent a lot of money and time doing it. But I'm like, what is going on? This is so strange.
Yeah.
So that happened. I wasn't allowed in there. So So,
I mean, is it men and women together?
No, it's just women.
Just the women and they're
just
topless.
Just the women, yeah, and they're completely topless doing some weird goddess ceremony. No, I feel like if you're a goddess and you're an energetic person, why do you need to be naked?
Yeah.
I don't really understand that.
Well, so they can get closer to them, I guess.
It's funny to me because, you know, I've seen it all being in this kind of, like, healing stuff. It's funny. But it doesn't matter what you're wearing or who you're with. It's about the energy.
Right.
So, like, they're all topless, and I'm like, what is good? So, anyway, I think there's a little more to it.
Yeah, so, looking for reasons to get naked.
I guess so. They're just so new age. It's funny. Like, I'm kind of laughing at, like, the typical new age crap you make fun of. You would make fun of this.
Uh-huh.
So, they have an event later on that night. After I go to do Gail's thing, I go back here. And there's a talk until, like, 2 in the morning. And there's these people. There's a dominatrix. And she's pretty cool. And then they're talking about new age dominatrix and sex and the female orgasm and how white people... I'm not kidding. This is actually, like, what happened.
Yeah.
And it's like 200 people that are in there, no joke, listening to this thing on stage. And then there's 4 bedrooms in the back, and my sister lives there. So I'm walking into this. And they're talking about how the white people... Why is it that privileged... white people talk more about dominatrix and orgasms, and they're in this, like, new age, I think, like I told you, I think it's all 50 Shades of Grey crap that, like, everyone's like, oh my god, let's jump on this band train, you know, this bandwagon here, and let's be cool and get into spanking now or whatever. So it was this huge conversation about it, and I'm laughing, I'm like, I can't believe this is going on, and it's a mix of people in the room, but it is kind of true. And so they're like, well, how can we bring it to people that aren't as privileged? And it was this whole, like, then it was a debate. People are arguing. And I'm like,
really?
You're arguing about, like,
about
orgasms
that.
And, like, all this. I mean, it was, like, really funny. I'm like, I can't. And I'm looking at the guy next to me, and it's, like, this tall black guy with dreads, and he's cracking up. And I'm like, okay, you're cracking up. Good, because I'm going to laugh, too, because this shit's crazy.
Yeah.
So then, like, a band goes on, and there's, like, burlesque, and there's, like, topless dancing till 8 in the freaking morning.
Wow.
8 in the morning. And I'm supposed to sleep there.
So what's
there
with the topless dancing there? What is it?
It's like born to be free. I'm like, literally, like, you're born and you should have been born in the 60s.
Right.
That's literally what I walked into. I felt like it was this, like, crazy. I mean, it was so insane.
Whoa.
I couldn't sleep. And I had to leave for Toronto the next day. And I'm like, this is a freaking nightmare. So then I go to Toronto. And how about I'm stuck in customs for 3 hours? They think I'm in danger. No,
really?
I'm not kidding. I'm shit you not. I had to pay $200 to get in the country.
Wow.
I feel like it was, like, no joke. Okay, so I clicked business instead of pleasure, which was my stupid fault. Don't ever, ever, I don't care where you're traveling. I don't care if it's business or not. Never click business.
Right.
Lesson
it's
learned.
Crazy, huh?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a good lesson.
So, I was only going, and it's not like I'm on a Toronto payroll. Like, I told them I was going to literally look at the convention center, because that's what we were doing, because our event is at the convention center in March.
Right.
I'm just looking at it. And he's like, well, there is an automotive show that's coming in, and you're working there. I know you are. You're a model, and you're working.
Really?
And I'm like, no, I'm not working your auto show. I'm literally going to do a press conference. And, like, but I didn't want to, like, say all that, so I kind of, like, I was just like, oh, my God, this is what I get for being honest. I have to pay $200. Now I'm going to start lying.
Wow.
You know, it was just, like, ridiculous. And no joke, I got into a stupid, like, fight when I was 18 years old. I just turned 18. And they brought it up. They had everything. And I was like, that was 17.
Really?
Yes. I was like, that was 17 years ago. 17 years ago when I was 17 when I got in trouble, but I was 18 when, like, I had to go to court. So I was like, that was 17 years ago, and you're bringing up a stupid college fight? Seriously? I was like, yeah, because I'm so dangerous.
And that's the Canadian customs?
Yes.
Really?
They weren't going to let me in. They were like,
yeah,
you
but
have,
how do they know about shit that happened to you in the U.S.?
Now... The U.S., because of whatever's going on, the U.S. is sharing everything with... Mm. I mean, I've never had an issue anywhere.
Right.
I travel all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like... And Canada is more strict now because of the film industry. Mm. People are trying to sneak into work there.
Oh.
So they're being more, like, cautious. So, and I was, like, totally honest about it. I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. I was 18. So what?
Right.
Shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm 34 now. Like, are you kidding me?
Whoa.
So, it was just crazy. And so, no joke, 3 hours. They weren't going to let me in. Tried to send me back. I'm like crying. At this point, I'm crying. I'm like,
yeah.
I can't even believe this. Like, I have to be here for this event. Holy shit. There's 250 people coming or more. I don't know. I can't tell him all this because it's like I'm deeper and deeper of a hole. So long story short, he gives me 200. I have to pay $200,
uh-huh.
And now get this. I have a working 6-month visa. I have a temporary work.
Really?
I can live in Toronto if I want for 6 months.
So
and
they
work
went
there.
With one extreme to the other. I don't get it.
It was so ridiculous. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I might as well be able to work there now. Uh-huh. I might as well like find some shitty, like it's so fucking stupid. I'm like, this is so retarded. So that
it
happened.
It really is. So
yeah.
How did the $200 help them? I don't know. Why would you
But I notice a lot of people going to the cashier. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe this is some stupid, weird ploy. It's not like Canada needs money or anything, you know?
Right.
But I feel like it's like, oh, well, this is a quick $200 we'll make. Like,
yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me right
now? I've
never
heard of people charging money to get into the country.
And then get this. Then he's like, guess what we're doing tomorrow? And I'm like, what? He's like, good thing you're here today and not tomorrow. We have a reality show crew coming in. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because of the shit that's going on right here. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there and I hear this guy next to me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, they have a tattoo in his face. And he's like, why do you have a tattoo in your face? And he's like, oh, I was in jail in the Philippines. I'm not kidding. And they were like, what? So why did you get a tattoo on your face? And he's like, Brotherhood.
Oh,
and
God.
Then, so I'm like laughing at like, oh, my God, this would be a great reality show. Like, yeah. I would watch this shit. You know? Thank God I wasn't on it. Or I would be like, oh, God, hide my face now. No one look at me. This is so embarrassing. I'm crying. Like, I'm like,
wow.
It was so bad.
I know. I'd be frustrated, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then, okay, remember I told you Mercury retrograde, never fly Mercury retrograde. This is why.
Oh, it is going on now?
So all that happened, and then yesterday, I was supposed to get back really early, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that didn't happen. I got back at 9 o'clock at night. How about 4 flights it took me to get everywhere?
Really?
Everything was delayed, postponed, whatever. So I get in, they lose my fucking luggage.
Really? Well, with 4 flights, man, I'm not surprised.
Apparently, oh, this is another thing. So then I get into New York, and I buy all, you know, I buy like $30 in drinks for my whole day, because I'm like, I have a whole day to do it, I'm going to buy it all now. Why not? They fucking make me leave the goddamn airport. By the way, never go to LaGuardia. It fucking sucks ball sack, okay? So I get in through US Air, and they don't have, like, a transit, like, once you're checked in, like, to take you behind the scenes.
Right.
They make you leave the airport, hop on a stupid bus to take you to the other side of the airport to recheck in.
Right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, you gotta go through security again.
All over again. Yeah. So I had to dump the $30 of shit that I bought. I was pissed.
Wow.
I was fuming when I got to security, and I'm like, oh my God, motherfucker, I'm like gonna kill someone at this point. After everything I've been through. Are you kidding me? No. So I wound up making friends with the security guard, and he let me like sit right there and just like, I was like, I'm gonna be here for an hour. I'm gonna enjoy my coffee. I'm gonna enjoy my drinks. And yes, I'm gonna drink every damn last drop. I don't care how much I have to pee. Just for the principle of the matter. And I'm gonna sit here while like next to the security line and plug in. Can you let me plug in there? And I was just online, like, all right, fine.
Whoa.
Anyway. That was my disaster. They finally found my bag, by the way. They were saying that because I had to do all that, they weren't going to send it to LA, that I had to get someone in New York to pick it up and mail it to me.
Wow.
And I'm like, no!
Fucking
crying
crazy.
Last night. Like, I need my... And of course, like, my favorite things are in the bag. Because I was like, oh, I never have a problem. I'll just throw everything in there.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, it's being shipped today. I'm like... So that was my trip.
Well, that sounds pretty good. It sounds like enjoyable.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You had some fun otherwise, right?
For the day and a half that I was there.
So you're flying most of the time.
I felt like it, yeah. This is the shit that makes you not want to fly. Yeah. You know, like this is the prime example.
Yeah, definitely.
Of it.
You know, I mean, I hate flying. It's just too much. There's too many people at the airports.
Oh.
Too many delays. You know, it's just not fun anymore.
Oh, my God.
It used to be fun to fly.
Oh, my God. And the best part was I had fucking Rain Man sitting behind me on one of the flights. No joke. This guy was like talking, and I'm like, I because my wrist is like messed up, I get to go on first. Well, anyway, I use it as an excuse to get on first because I want to pick my own damn flight. I want to make sure my stuff is put where I want it, you know?
Right.
I'm just that way. I would have been like, oh, I have a limp now. I'm like, my ankles hurt. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, but I pre-boarded and I see this guy and I'm like, why is he? Because you don't pre-board unless you have an injury or you're old. Or you're completely crazy.
Yeah,
he was completely crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, talking to the wall. And he's asking me all these questions, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, can you shut up? Like, it's early in the morning. I didn't care at that point. And he's like, well, I'm going to keep talking anyway. You might as well just... And I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Are you kidding me?
God.
And he's like, yeah, I talk all the time. I can't help it. Oh, my God. You just wait till you sit here longer. And he's going, oh, no. And he's talking like this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'm like, it's fucking Rain Man. And I can't even get up at this point because as I start to get up and move my shit because I'm like, I can't handle this, dude.
Right.
Like, I'm literally going to... Like, I'm going to throw my seat all the way back at him in the face. Like, I'm literally going crazy.
Wow, I know. It's like, what do you do in a situation like that?
Oh, my God. And I couldn't get up. And then I felt so bad for whoever sits next to him. And then I look behind, and this guy's like, Jesus
God. Oh, God.
He just doesn't stop talking.
Yeah.
I put my headphones on, and I was good. But I'm like, holy shit. It's like, thank you, Skull Candy headphones. They drown out the world. That was a little plug there in case you didn't notice. Anyway.
All right. Well, we still have a lot to catch up on. But we have two special guests in the studio, and we're going to bring them in now. We have Ed and we have Polly.
Hello.
From Hello Polly.
Hello, Sam and Bridgetta in the morning.
And so welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
And you guys started broadcasting a show here last week, and it's called Hello Polly.
Yes.
I used to call it Hey Polly because... I don't know. It just stuck in my mind. So I did the whole setup with Hey Polly.
There's an old song named Hey Paula. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
Are you calling Sam old?
No.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that, but I was going to let you, you know.
Yeah, do our thing.
So, Hello Polly. So tell us a little bit about the show. What is it about?
Hello Sam. it's basically a pop culture show, and... you know, we focus on some LGBT issues. We have some celebrity guests in. We have some really great ones coming up. And we talk about pop culture, but we also do some service. Like, we want to definitely reach out to various communities that may not otherwise have a voice.
Right.
We want to talk about, like, bullying and stuff like that.
Cool.
All in a conversational and hilarious format.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Serious and funny at the same time.
Well, I think, you know, with my friends and I, we try to, you know, we're pretty inappropriate and have no filter, as you know, you guys seem to be. So.
What do you mean, shit?
Damn it. Sorry. Fuck what?
Talk.
Damn.
Talk.
You know, I kind of wish the guy you were talking about.
No, you're speaking their language.
Thank you. All I heard out of everything Brigetta was saying was ball sack.
Yeah.
It was like the Charlie Brown, ball sack. Oh, I'm tuning in now.
Totally. Oh, my God.
It's funny how people focus on different things.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm always focused on ball sack.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
so,
hey.
I mean, why
very
not?
True.
When
there's
you have a fiance like mine, why wouldn't you be?
Aww.
There you go. Yeah.
Say what?
So, and then, you know, we want to take the stigma out of conversations.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about, you know, various things that people kind of shy away from talking about and just make them conversational and fun and take the stigma out of them.
Yeah.
I like
That's
it.
Our goal. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are like lively and you're pretty outgoing and things like that. So that helps with the radio show
Us?
As well.
Never!
No, we just sit back and say nothing, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we definitely, my goal with the show too is to, because I think we have a lot of funny and fun conversations with our friends and with ourselves. So I just kind of want to invite people into that because why not?
Sounds good.
I mean, laughter and fun are the best things in the world.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And I always say that.
And drinking.
That's you. I always say the most intelligent conversation is with myself throughout the day.
Totally. I make myself laugh more than anyone else.
Exactly. I laugh at my own jokes usually.
All the time, me too.
All the narcissism in the room.
Oh,
man.
What?
Oh, well.
And I normally look cute, too.
There you go. If you do say
kudos.
So.
We're doing high fives.
We're doing high fives.
Oh, man.
So, you guys, how long have you been together now?
We have been together.
Years.
Yeah. 2 years?
2 years?
2 years, yeah.
And we got engaged in November.
At Disneyland?
At Disneyland. Not to gay it up, but at Disneyland.
Yeah. Not to gay it up.
Yeah.
Okay, who proposed to who?
Well, we both
was
did.
It mutual?
It was mutual.
Aww.
Yeah. Wow. So Paulie had it set up, and he got to Disneyland a couple hours beforehand, and he talked to some people and had a couple plans that we're going to do it by the castle, which is where we met for our first date.
Oh, wow.
And then that didn't work out just because of some things they were doing. And so he ended up setting it up on the train.
Oh.
A special car at the end of the train that Walt Disney had put together.
Wow.
And so he set up the day so that he could propose there. And then he didn't know, but I brought a ring also.
Wow.
Because I had been planning to propose for a couple weeks before that.
Wow.
He proposed to me and... I proposed right back.
And he said on one condition, and then he got on his knee. And now a little lady named Tiffany sits on my finger.
Oh!
I think we're alone now.
Boom.
Actually, it's kind of fucked up because we didn't like the rings that we like.
We got for each other.
No, so we ended up keeping our own. Hey, but at least we're honest enough to do that.
Absolutely. At least you are. That's a good relationship,
yeah, totally,
right there.
We like our own tastes.
Yeah.
We
do. Yeah. There you
that
go.
That is
you
so
know.
Funny. Oh my God, that's
I do like my own taste because I would never date me. I'm glad I'm your taste. Actually, I would date me, but.
So tell us how did you guys meet? That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, we met at a gay cowboy bar in the Valley.
That just sounds awesome.
It was. He likes to say it was karaoke.
Which is true. We met at karaoke. One of us was on the stage at the time.
Where was the karaoke?
It was in the Valley.
Where?
Studio City.
At a gay cowboy bar. Right up the street from the studios here. And yeah, I was singing and he was...
Mesmerized
by singing.
Yep. I haven't stopped.
So who approached who?
He doesn't remember. He was too drunk.
Touchy.
I approached him. I approached him. He kept looking back at me and making comments about Filipinos on stage. So
yeah. Oh my God.
I went up to him.
About how Filipinos like to gamble and like buffets. It's just true.
Look at the stereotype.
I know.
Totally. None of it's been
and
true.
And they get faced. They
at
get,
least you have a face tattoo.
I know. And they tattoo your face. Fucking prison.
Because I haven't been in a Filipino jail yet.
Not yet.
But that sounds
get
hot.
Back from the Philippines, though.
That could be one of our fantasy role play things.
Ooh. That
Filipino
could be.
Jail. I don't want it to be Filipino.
Who's
jail,
got the handcuffs?
Hey. Both of us.
Sweet.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you can call it 50 Shades of Gay, you know?
Yes! Oh, yeah, no. Hey, oh. Damn, made it funny!
Where's the sound effect?
I love it. I love it. I think, I feel like I approached him because I kept looking back at him like, hey.
He said you were drunk, so.
He doesn't remember me
exactly.
Our conversation.
I'll be honest, I haven't been. Since we've been together, I haven't been as drunk as I was that night.
Uh-huh. I'm kidding.
Well, it worked for you.
It worked.
Yeah, exactly.
On our first date, I was like, what the hell? Who's this?
Yeah.
But at least I was at Disneyland, so.
Well, now that you're in love, there's no reason to drink that much, right?
No.
No.
Yeah. We talk a lot, but we're not. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you guys live together now?
Actually, no. We don't.
Wow.
Keeping
it interesting and fresh and mysterious. Yeah.
Mostly
wow.
Just because he's allergic to our dog and he's getting allergy shots.
Oh, no.
So as soon as that cycle's over, then we're going to live together.
And he's believed it for the last 2 years. So it's
oh!
I just like my space. I don't know what he's talking about.
Damn.
I haven't gotten one shot yet. I do a good fake sneeze.
We're together most. I mean, we're together most of the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's good. It works for us right now.
Yeah.
And we'll be married... Probably next December, 2014.
Where are you going to do it?
Ew. I want to do it in Coronado.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, down in
San Diego.
San Diego,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, San Diego area.
We definitely somewhere in Southern California because we want our family and friends to be able to come and not have to go far ways. And now we're definitely not doing it in Canada because of what we story earlier.
So
the customs issue would just be way too much.
Nope, we've been offered. We're getting offered like some, you know, a lot of gay wedding stuff now that we're back on the air and stuff like that. So we're weighing our options. Canada was one offer actually, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're both LA natives, so we were both born here. So we want to keep
that's very unusual. You know, not many people are from here.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, most people are from New York and then the rest of them are from all over the
between.
Place.
Yeah.
That's
where
true.
Are you guys from?
Well, I grew up outside of Baltimore. So I have family in Baltimore.
Be more.
Jersey and New York. So we're very East Coast.
Yeah, Virginia.
Can't tell.
And you're not Italian, right?
No.
Not at all. For the LA listeners, my uncle is having an Italian deli in the Valley that you might
stop
like.
Stop it. Where?
Yeah, Cavaretta's on Sherman Way and Topanga.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Delicious.
Amazing.
Let's go. We'll take
Do
you.
Do they
wow,
have cannoli?
Check it out.
My grandma still makes the cannoli.
Very
yes.
true.
Are they made from ricotta?
They are.
Oh my God, I love you already.
They're so good. I'm gonna bring you some.
Oh my God, yes!
And we have a guest coming in from Baltimore too.
Ew.
Tracy
oh, really?
Toms. Do you know her? She's from Rant and Cold Case.
Uh-huh.
Be More. Hey, your team won this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
Hello.
Did.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see that video.
We just don't know a lot of actors and actresses because we don't really watch TV that much, right? You don't watch TV hardly ever.
It's only Showtime and HBO and things I've been on.
Yeah. So classy TV.
So good TV.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not taking it off, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
Says the movie goddess herself.
Exactly. Right. No, I do watch Vampire Diaries. I have to.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, so good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I don't watch anything regular. I watch bad TV because I'm so invested in life that I don't want to think. So I watch like The Bachelor and shit like that.
Yeah. I can't do it.
It's so bad. It's so... It's, all the girls talk like this. And they're all like, I'm so in love with Sean. And it's like 4 days into
it. Yeah, and you're like, really? Like, what? Yeah.
You're not in love.
I know. They're all pathetic, you know? I don't know how they do this.
It's funny just because, like, I know everyone because of the reality stuff that I do. And I'm in that circuit. So it's funny. I just don't watch their shows.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, what show? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're on that. Okay, cool.
Isn't it a weird thing on reality TV when, like, they're so invested and they're, like, hardcore crying and devastated, and then like a month later they realize, wait a minute, that was just like this weird little time in my life, and they're totally over it.
15 minutes of
fame. I've been there. Well, I've had way more than 15 minutes of fame, but I've been there, like on shows when you, I mean, it is a fucking disaster when you're there for that long and like some shit happens to you. It's like the worst thing ever because you don't know anyone and you feel like everyone's against you and you're like, oh my God, I have to do, how am I going to deal with this? Now there's cameras all on me. Like, are you kidding?
Wow.
So it's like you have a freak out and then it's like you can't freak out too much because you don't want like everyone to freak out completely on camera. Right. But then you're like, oh, fuck it at that point. Like, you just lose it.
And then the producers put you in crazy situations.
They do.
And, you know.
And they amp it up too.
Give you alcohol. They totally do.
Oh, they totally do. Yeah, and then my other show, like, I was the shit on the show. Like, I was the one pissing everyone off on purpose. And if it wasn't going right, they'd pull me aside and be like, stir shit up.
Amp it up, yeah.
Okay, fine. And then I'll just, like, start going in and throwing things or, like, whatever. It
reality TV is so, like,
a lot. It's not reality.
Very scripted.
Yeah.
You know, I caught Millionaire Matchmaker last night. And is this the one you were casting for?
For it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was on.
So they had this like blonde woman millionaire, you know, and she's like, so she doesn't like to be touched. Do you remember anything like that?
No, she wasn't mine. I didn't do the women. I did the men.
Yeah.
I didn't do the men. I cast the men, and I cast the women for the men.
Right.
So I did the men millionaires, and then the women for the men.
Right. So
we
had someone from that
show coming on our show too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a funny show, you know.
I know.
Sometimes I just can't stop watching, you know.
So funny.
And but this woman was like so like unapproachable that it's like no wonder nobody wants to be with her, you know.
She
doesn't want to be touched. Yeah, she doesn't want to be touched or anything. She loves to dance, but no touching during the dance. And it's like, and she just looks ugly, and she looks like,
oh, she was the short, was she short, a little shorter?
No, I don't think so. But
okay,
she was like blondish, but she had like blotchy skin and all that. She just wasn't attractive.
Wow. I'm surprised Patty didn't be like, put on some fucking makeup. Here you go. Wham.
I'm surprised she even took her on, you know?
Well, because they want the craziness.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's the weirdness. That's casting for reality. Yeah. The crazier or the more animated you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're on reality TV, people kind of, like, actors kind of know this now. Just be outlandish, and then they'll show you in all the promos.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The one we have coming on is Frank Marino. He's a gay guy that does... he's in Vegas at Divas Las Vegas, and he was looking for a mate, and he impersonated Patty on the show, too.
But oh, shit.
We're doing
that's so funny.
So he looked amazing, and we're doing a remote in Vegas, and he's going to come on, and the guys from Amazing Race are going to come on, too.
Who from Amazing Race?
James.
The Chippendales dancers from last season.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in this thing. I'll push people towards you,
and
too.
And Roseanne also is coming on. She's doing the Tropicana. I forgot about that.
As in, like, Roseanne Barr?
As in, like, what? How can you forget about her?
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, she's...
That's some crazy.
There's a little bit of crazy going on there. And I love it.
A little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, we have this thing called the Reality Rally, which is coming up April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Don't quote me on those dates. But if you go to realityrally.com, we'll have basically what it is. It's 200 reality stars that are doing the amazing race around Temecula for breast cancer. So I'm involved in that with a bunch of other 200 reality stars. So I know a lot of people that are going to be coming on our show soon. And we have a couple guests coming out from Survivor, Amazing Race, whatnot. We had Rachel Riley on recently. But yeah, you guys should have them on your show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let us know. Give us the information again, and we'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah.
Have these guys on our show. I am fascinated by reality television.
Right. Well, it is. You know, I mean, it's like a train wreck. Every time you watch this, and you go, you know, but it's... Yeah, but it's still, I think we enjoy just seeing people, like, embarrassed and
I think,
like,
I mean, it is like a disastrous train wreck. Someone found, I don't know where they found it. I think it aired on Versus or OLN, whatever it is now. I can't remember. The other day, they were like, oh, we're watching Singer Ted Nugent show. You're fucking crazy.
Really? It was on?
I kill a chicken with my bare hands and then pull out its guts for everyone to see. Yeah.
Oh.
So you grew up in a farm outside of Baltimore.
I was on the Ted Nugent show.
She was on Ted Nugent.
He's just crazy.
He's nuts. Yeah. Talk about nuts.
I know.
Oh my God. If him and Roseanne were in a room together, Jesus Christ.
That would be awesome. See, yeah. I love Ted. I love him. Like, I really, really do respect him. Mm. And it was
funny. Well, you got to know him. Maybe you've seen things that we don't see, you know?
Well, you know what? Hello, gun rights. Yeah. I love guns.
Yeah.
Why not?
He has. Monks has some guns.
Yeah. Not registered though.
Wow. They're registered at our house. Boom.
Oh shit.
Hey.
Anyways.
So you both grew up in LA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ed, you, what part of LA did you grow up in?
Orange County.
Orange County. Yeah. So that's like the nice area.
It's the pretty part. It's
past the Orange Curtain. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the Republican part.
Cool. And do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two younger sisters.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so now, at what point did you discover, hey, you know, I'm gay, I like boys?
That was after grad school.
Really?
I was up in Berkeley, where I guess everybody comes out. I mean, that's what you do up there.
Right, yeah.
That's what you do up there.
And,
but you didn't, so what? But you didn't realize you were attracted to men until that point?
No. I mean, looking back, some things make sense, you know, like,
right.
Why did I buy that Playgirl in college? It didn't make sense. But at the time, no, it was, there was no awareness. I just started hanging out with one of my friends, and I realized that I think he's gay, which I thought was really weird, and I realized I had a crush on him, so just kind of turned it around. And
hot.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so you'd been dating women before that all
yes.
this time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sweet.
That's an unusual story, right? Because usually people discover it early on.
I say sweet because he got the best of both worlds.
Oh,
yeah.
And then
he just,
why I'm like, sweet.
Yeah. Right.
And what about you, Polly? What age?
I came out of the womb just singing.
Really?
I dated women, too.
Yeah.
But I came out really early. I came out when I was 19, and I had already fooled around with boys and girls.
Mm. Yeah.
But I was pretty gay. Like, as a kid, I would... You know, I had Madonna pictures in my locker, and I would always, like, orchestrate these, like, huge things on my block, like fashion shows, parades, and I was always, like, I had my own newspaper for the street I grew up on. It was crazy. I was always, like, really creative, so,
right.
You know, sometimes that creativity translates into homosexuality.
I guess it does.
But more the Madonna stuff. Yeah.
And hey, I loved Madonna.
So much, right?
Right?
How can you not?
You saw her in concert a couple months ago, and she, for being in her 50s,
killed it.
Wow.
I mean, even if she was in her 20s, she would have killed it. That was she was amazing.
Yeah. She was dancing better than her 20-year-old backup dancers.
Totally.
Wow.
Really.
Killing
it.
Wow.
Yeah,
killing
she's
it with
good.
Those arms.
Madonna's good. Yeah. I don't know. People, getting on her case, but she's still a good musician. I don't care about her personal life. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's the music is still good. The performance and everything. So, yeah, you know.
I agree.
She still brings it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Polly? Any siblings?
I do. I have a younger sister.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you both have sisters and siblings and stuff like that. Yeah. Did that... is your sister younger or older?
She's younger by 3 years.
She's younger than you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so what was growing up like? Were your parents together or...
No.
No, huh?
No, my dad left kind of early. So I was kind of raised by women. And then, you know... It was fun. We had a really fun childhood. I had about 25 kids on my block. So
that's
and
awesome.
We were on a cul-de-sac, and we all still talk, all of us.
Wow.
And we're just it's kind of like family. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's
kind of like family. We don't all talk all the time, but like just recently, like a few days ago, one of my friend's dad passed away, and we all set up like a chat on Facebook, and we're just all talking again.
Aww.
And so, and there are some I hang out with a lot more than others.
Yeah.
It was just a good childhood. My sister and I are very, very close.
Wow.
She still lives here as well, downtown, and we just have a good time.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it hard growing up without a dad?
No.
You didn't really notice it.
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, no. I mean, he was in and out of my life, so he's been out for a while now. And no, it's kind of like by my choice now.
Really?
And I don't Yeah, it seems weird to other people. Everyone's like, oh, but to me, it's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how you grew up. You don't know anything else.
Well, that's people projecting.
Yeah, that's people projecting themselves on you.
For you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. And our kids are going to have two dads, so aren't they lucky?
There you go.
Where's the fun?
What was the show? It was like My Two Dads.
Hell yeah.
Did you watch that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Of course. I watched My Two Dads. Bosom buddies.
He's the target market here.
Aww.
We already decided that when we have kids someday, that when we adopt, one of the criteria is they have to like Disneyland. Otherwise, they're going back.
We're taking them back.
We're taking them back.
Are you guys going to... Okay, you're so funny.
Absolutely.
So you're going to adopt, or are you guys like going to get like a surrogate? Because that could be kind of cool, like each of you doing that with like the same mom or something?
I think it'd be totally really cool, just cost-wise, partly.
Yeah,
it's just going to be really...
Not if you find one on the show and do a reality
show. Maybe
Bridgetta
will do it.
On this show? Sam, are you available, Sam?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we get to Sam. Well, Sam already told us we can't have
I'll carry
you,
baby.
In our studio.
Yeah,
I'll carry you, baby, for you.
All right, we got it in our mind.
Yeah, Sam in the morning.
Mr. Man.
No, we're going to do whatever, you know, at the time when we're ready, which is probably about 4 years from now or so. When we're ready, we're going to see what makes the most sense for us.
Yeah.
I think definitely at least one kid will adopt because two very, very good friends of mine adopted a kid that was 5 years old 3 years ago.
Aww.
And, you know, a black boy, which is they're super undesirable in the market, in the adoption market. Like, he would have fallen through the cracks and just been in the system his whole life.
Wow.
And he's like literally one of my best friends, and he's eight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
But he's just the greatest kid, and I really want to do that for another kid.
That's great. That's really great.
But if they're an asshole, we're definitely taking them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're an asshole.
They have
send
to be like,
back where they came
like
from.
Him. Yeah.
So
back to
funny.
The pound. Back to the pound.
I mean, a lot of kids are assholes. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I've already been cursed with, I hope you have a child just like you.
Okay, mom, stop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
I've already been cursed with that one.
I love it. I definitely don't want a child like me. Oh my gosh.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
At least I know every trick in the book. Yeah. I've done it all. So,
oh yeah. You can totally call him out on their shit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My dog is just like me, and it frustrates me.
Isn't it funny how your dogs take on your personalities?
Really?
It's so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
they have, Polly and his dog have this standoff, and when they stare at each other,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It's awesome.
No, it's so true, though. Like, I have three dogs. One of them's a total bitch. She, like, has to... No, Nefertiti. She goes and she, like... She's snooty. She's like, no, I'm not walking outside in the rain. That's disgusting. Mm-mm, it's not happening. My paws do not get dirty. No. And she has to, like, be trimmed all the time, or she gets, like, sad. Like, she has to have baths, like, all the time. She will go in the closet. I have clothes for her, and she goes and picks them out and brings them to me.
Wow.
She has to be wearing clothes.
That's awesome.
No, I'm not kidding. She, like, freaks out if she's not.
Yeah.
Then there's Anubis, who is a little shit box. Who I don't even
What's
know how. Anubis.
Anubis?
Yeah, like the Egyptian dog for the underground. He looks just like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, there's a theme there with Egyptians.
I know.
Yeah.
Like,
go
ahead. But he's a shithead. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, okay, so he can unzip anything, and he loves to eat things he can't have, like gum, really bad for dogs.
Wow.
Spit it in his sister's hair, have to cut it out of her. I mean, it's like, seriously?
Uh-huh.
Dragged a huge backpack out of the closet. I'm not really sure how he got the closet completely open. Dragged it out across the room and unzipped it and took everything out. Like, books.
Really?
How?
Like, we don't know. How about this? How about when I was away, I have a huge Jack Daniels bottle, and it was up on a shelf in my room thinking, oh, the dogs are going to get it. And it was open, but it was like, you know, I closed it. They took it off the shelf, chewed the top off, and were drinking Jack Daniels. No joke.
Are you
serious? Picture of it.
Talk about taking after their master.
It was dogs playing poker at Bridgetta's
exactly.
house.
And I'm like, holy shit. And then there's my other dog who's just lazy and is like, whatever, I don't care.
So your dogs are every part of you.
Yeah, like, I don't care. It's chill, whatever. Who cares? It's
every
literally
part.
Every part.
Every part.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So weird.
Well,
it's
dogs
so
are strange.
Right?
So
dogs.
Weird.
Yeah.
And my dog will, like, this is exactly how I am, too. Like, his name is Henry. He'll snuggle with me for a minute, and then he goes and does his own thing, and then slowly but surely in the middle of the night, he'll just be like snuggling with me again, and that's exactly how I am with monks.
Wait, what signs are you guys?
We're both Taurus.
Oh my god.
Really? Wow. I'm a Taurus too.
You are?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What day?
May 10th.
You're
weird.
Right in the middle of us.
Really?
3/10/17.
Wow.
Exactly
wow.
1 week apart.
Wow.
My dad's the 17th.
So you guys find it easy to get along as two Tauruses?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, actually, you really do.
Really?
I was supposed to be born as a Gemini. I came out early. So I have, I think, more Gemini tendencies than Taurus tendencies.
I was supposed to be born a woman. No, I'm just kidding. we get along really well, actually. We get along really, really well. And that, I don't know if that can be attributed to our signs, but...
I think part of it is sense of humor. Therapy / sense of humor. And by therapy, we mean radio talk show.
Yeah. Taurus and Taurus are really good together. Except if you argue, you're both so freaking stubborn bullheaded that it's like, all right, just walk away and then come back later.
That never happens because he realizes pretty quickly that he's wrong.
Oh, shit. Oh, snap.
I guess Bugs laid down the rule for
snap,
a long
crackle
time
pop.
Ago.
But truly, truly, like, we did come from bad relationships and we did get therapy. We still go to therapy. And it helps our community. Communication tenfold. Like, we're just, it's so great. And every time we argue, it's really an opportunity just to grow.
No, right. I agree with that.
And I've never really experienced a healthy relationship till now. So,
I concur.
Right? You know what I mean? And it's fucking awesome. I don't want to piss him off, and he better not piss me off.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think sense of humor is really important, too.
Yeah.
Like, we make each other laugh all the time. And one of my favorite stories is last March, we came home after like some big event. We went to a family friend's 50th wedding anniversary. And we come home, and it's late at night, and I'm making tea, and he comes over, and he's like, honey, I have to talk to you about something really important. I'm like, what could this possibly be? He's like, I just got a call from Las Vegas. I'm working with one of the casinos there, and they need me to live there 3 months at a time. Like, I can come home for like a month and then live there for 3 months.
Right.
And I was like, when did you find this out? And he's like, a couple days ago. And he's like, I already said yes to them. I was getting more and more pissed, and he could see it in my face. And he's like, I have to tell you something else. And I was like, what? He's like, April Fool's.
Oh, God.
I was like, fuck. I look at the clock. It's 12:02. This fucker planned it. I had that like mixed like emotions of I'm so pissed at him and so excited that he got me better than anybody has ever.
But it could also be the trick to April Fool's is it has to be something true. As you know, we can travel all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, saying Vegas, we work a lot in Vegas. So that's the trick to April Fool's, everybody.
So then the part two was I was so like emotional. I said, I need you a minute. I need you to go away for a minute. I like really, because I didn't know what I was going to do.
This isn't a decision we should make together.
Right. Totally what I said. And so he went into the other room, and as I'm laughing out loud, I'm like, how am I going to get him back? So I made him some tea. And so I put my tea in the container. I put the tea bag in. And then
teabagged me.
And then for his tea, I actually put vinegar in it.
Oh,
and so I walked over, I put the tea bag in so he couldn't smell it. I kept him talking because he likes to talk, as you may have noticed.
What?
And I just kept him talking. I drank my tea. He drank his. He drank it full of vinegar already in his mouth.
Oh,
and he looked
God.
At me like he was going to kill me, and I knew I got my revenge. So it was perfect.
And now every morning I'm drinking this fucking vinegar concoction because I'm on this like 21-day plan.
Oh, my God, but that thing is so good. When you drink vinegar, it really cleanses you out.
Oh, my
really?
God. We're on this 21-day plan.
I should do that.
It's amazing. Brigetta, do it. Do it. We'll
are you doing
hook
like,
you up.
Yeah.
It's called MyFitFoods.
Okay.
It's so great. I haven't – today's my second day of no coffee. And oh, I know, girl, I'm telling you, it's no coffee, no alcohol.
Oh, God.
No alcohol is easy for me, but the no coffee, I drink one iced coffee every day.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Both hard.
Yesterday, I was like, well, we'll see how the alcohol works out.
Yeah.
I mean, Oscars, come on.
I know.
You can't. With the Oscars, what? So, so today's the third day, and I'm feeling better. I'm feeling a lot better. So I don't know, because we've been sick too. Like, I don't know if it's the sickness or if it's me just, you know, the no gluten, no coffee.
Oh, well, I can't have gluten anyway.
Oh, good.
Allergic.
It's
clearly.
Great. They provide all your food.
Yeah, it's a great program.
It's a great program.
Sounds good. So what is it again? Tell people where they can
it's called MyFitFoods. You can go to MyFitFoods.com.
Uh-huh.
And, we have a little link for it on our site, actually.
Yeah,
on
awesome.
On LATalkRadio.com.
Right.
But the food's good. A lot of it's spicy. And, you know, you
it's
feel
pre-prepared. All you have to do is put it in the microwave.
And it's all gluten-free?
Most gluten-free.
Oh.
But you can choose the ones that have... I mean, it's like 90%.
And is it meat, too? Like, can you choose, like, vegetarian?
There are few vegetarian
few.
Options.
Are you vegetarian?
I eat fish, but that's it.
They have fish.
They have a bunch of salmon options.
Oh, disgusting. We'll not eat that. Nope.
Yeah. You don't eat salmon? Either. I hate
salmon,
too.
You two are like twins.
It gross.
Smells like
it's disgusting.
Death.
But I can eat raw salmon sometimes.
No, it smells like death. The texture is like gooey. It's like I'm eating a tongue. Like, who wants to eat a tongue? That's what it looks like. It feels like, oh, it's like chewy in your mouth, and it's like, oh my God, I'm chewing
a tongue.
But it
gives me a headache, too. It's nasty. I'm not a... I fucking hate salmon.
Oh, me too.
That was my
disgusting
first thing.
That and scallops. Forget it.
You can't eat scallops either?
No, that's the same texture thing. It's a texture thing. Oh, yeah.
It does have to do with texture, yeah. Here's I got to tell you, we're talking about fish. I started eating sushi the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I was totally like anti-sushi. I'm like, I can't eat this stuff, you know?
I mean,
it always looks very good when they serve it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, raw fish, I don't know, you know, texture, blah, 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 taste.
Yeah.
All this. I had like a California roll. And I had a spicy tuna roll.
Ooh.
And at that point, I thought, I like this. So I've been eating like sushi almost every day now.
That's the best way to start. Those are the good starters. Those are starter sushi. You know,
This is really good. Yeah. I just want to eat. Yeah.
I love it. Oh,
so
God.
I just wanted to announce I'm officially a sushi eater now.
Yeah.
And, I haven't
Sam
tried
is coming
the
out as a sushi eater on the show.
And I haven't tried the salmon yet. Is salmon good in sushi? Yeah. No,
I think it is.
Albacore is my fave.
Albacore is good.
Yeah, albacore is delish.
Yeah.
Anything, like if you get a hand roll, I always have them wrap it in soy paper instead of seaweed.
Oh,
and it's so much better. You like seaweed?
I'm allergic to soy because it's gluten.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Wow.
Lots of restrictions over
here.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Okay, but you know what? That just makes me not eat, like, because they're not good for you anyway.
Whatever it is, it's making her hot. So.
And I'm sure it makes you feel better. You know, I mean, the thing is that you're not eating a lot of junk and stuff, so that's good, I think.
Except for when you, like, go to places and they're like gluten free bars, and you're like, shit, I shouldn't have it, but it's gluten free, so I might as well eat it.
Yeah, don't be fooled by, you know, vegan things or gluten free. A lot of those have way more fat just because of the way they.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Yeah, the way they're prepared. Oh. They have to sometimes to give you taste.
Exactly. If it's nut fat. Pun intended. Then it's okay.
Nut fat, ball sack.
We're back to ball sack.
You know, this is kind of random, but since we're talking about that nether region over there, there's a new app called Chubby Checker. Have you heard of it? Chubby Checker.
No.
And
explain.
You know, this used to be like a singer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
This one sizes up your manhood based on your shoe size.
I knew you were going there. That is not true, though. So not true.
I know.
Rosetta's done a study.
I have.
But the problem is
that 10,000
participants.
Because the majority of, well, I don't know if you guys know, but I was the Extends girl for 8 years.
Yes, I do know that.
So, like people send me the grossest, whatever. And it's like, you know, when you're not expecting it, I don't want to see a bunch of ball sacks.
You know what I mean? Does that stuff work?
If you take it every single day at the same time every day, yes.
So it's kind of like
it's putting blood there. Yeah. Anyway, it's like pumping more blood there and like it does work.
Yeah.
But anyway, so majority of people that I know wear size 10 shoes.
Right.
But the majority of sizes down below are
don't
totally
match
different.
The 10 inch.
No.
So what does it say? What does it say? If you're a 10, you're what?
I don't know. I don't know what it says. The problem is here that I guess Chubby Checker is suing them for coming out with this. Because you get the name, right? Chubby Checker.
I know, but your name is Chubby Checker.
So he's sued for $500 million, right?
Chubby Checker, the app, does not have $500 million.
I was just going to say that.
They're saying the app has only been downloaded 84 times.
Yeah.
They have $84, not including their costs.
Yeah. Only 84 so people
funny,
are curious
that's
enough.
Pretty
to
funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well,
really
I wear a size 10 shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's like most people wear size 10 shoes. Like that's like the norm, I think.
Okay, so what I hear about penises is that limp your penis is like from if you put your it's so hard to do this on the radio. If you put your middle finger all the way down to your palm as far as it can go and then you go to the top of your middle finger.
Uh-huh.
Am I explaining that right? I'm doing it in the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right or not. I should actually, I've heard that, but I haven't tried it.
You should try it. Let's try it on each other tonight, and then you let us know.
Okay, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
But if we want to do Chubby Checker, Sam, you're first.
Okay.
Oh,
you had to go there, didn't you?
Well, you know, sometimes you just are curious.
Yeah.
Sam is like purple.
Yeah, that's fine. I
big,
get a
strong
kick out
Israeli of... man. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm proud of what I got, so I don't need a chubby checker. Besides, who needs it anyway? You know,
your wife is your chubby checker.
Okay. Well, we are out of time, guys. So, well, Polly and Ed, you call yourself monks, right?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we'll call you.
Right.
You can catch them every Tuesday at 1 p.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on LA Talk Radio. They have a show called Hello Polly. A lot of fun, a lot of entertainment, a lot of laughs. So check it out.
And give us your Twitters so that people can follow you.
Sure. It's at Hello Polly Show, and that's Polly with a Y. Mine is at Polly David.
And mine is Hello Monks.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hello,
guys.
Hello, hello. That's all you guys.
Hello, hello, hello.
Thank you guys so much.
Do you guys
for
do that
us.
When you get on the show? You're like, hello, hello, hello. You should.
Go hello. No, the custom is for the guests to say hello, Polly, when they first
okay,
come on.
Got
yeah,
it.
In a
That's
special
cool.
way.
Special. Margaret Cho did it yesterday.
Sorry.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you have to train them beforehand.
But yeah, I always it's in our little packet. You yeah. know, it's customary for our guests to say hello, Polly, in an animated way.
We will cut you off the air if you don't say it.
That is
there
so
you go,
funny.
Yeah. Well, you guys are a lot of fun. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining
for
us.
Us. Anytime.
Of course, anytime. And Brigitta, thank you.
Yes.
And Got thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.